This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Kimberly White, a freelance writer, a certified Arbinger Institute presenter, and former research assistant to its founder, Terry Warner. Her new book, The Shift, How Seeing People as People Changes Everything, is the result of 9 months of research that included dozens of hours working alongside nursing home employees in offices, vans, patient rooms, and kitchens. Kimberly, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And we're most pleased to have you with us today. Thanks for your time. Now, you've said that this book came as a complete surprise to you. What's different than you had imagined?
What I expected when I was going into this, I'd been contacted by this company to do a book about them. And I have a background with a consulting company, the Arbinger Institute, that this company was closely aligned with. And I expected to go in and write sort of a nuts and bolts, nitty-gritty, philosophical business book about leadership and just about leadership. That was my expectation. And I was also sort of expecting that doing this would help me develop some independence and I could leave a very unhappy marriage. So that's what I was expecting when I went into it. But when I got into this company and started meeting the sort of people who work in nursing homes and the people who devote their lives to caring for others and the attitudes that they had and the way they dealt with the people around them, it changed my life. So for one thing, it changed the book. Then I didn't want to write purely for managers. I thought these are lessons anybody can take home. The way these healthcare workers are treating others was eye-opening for me and for everybody. And it also changed my personal life. And I am now happily married to the same person and happy with my family and happy with my life in a way that I wasn't before and that I never would have been without their example.
Yeah, life-changing, no doubt about that. And thanks for sharing that on a personal level as well. So what happens when you experience the shift?
You know, so often in our lives, we are so preoccupied with the things that we're worried about, my goals, my jobs, the things I'm trying to accomplish, my tasks, that everyone around me, even though they're real people, you know, I wouldn't question whether they're people, but because I'm so focused on myself, I treat and I see the people around me as though they really were nothing more than objects for my use. If somebody is late with a report, I'm frustrated because I need the report. If somebody's driving recklessly on the highway, I'm upset because I need to drive on the highway. If a neighbor is not keeping his lawn mowed, I'm upset because it looks bad next to my house. You see, I see everything in terms of what I need. And objects are things that we use. They come from the factory and they're, you know, I have a pen. It's supposed to write with ink. And if it doesn't write, I get very frustrated because it's just an object. I don't think, why pen? How are you feeling today? What's going on that's making you not, you know, I wouldn't talk to a pen that way because it's just an object. But I find myself treating people the same way, as though they were just objects for me. And when we shift, the shift is about starting to forget ourselves, becoming less obsessed with what's going on in my goals and thinking about what's going on with other people. Because unlike objects, real people have their own perspective, their own way of seeing things, and they have a unique viewpoint on the world. They have reasons for what they're doing. My neighbor who's not mowing his lawn might be having a health problem. My coworker who gets reports in late might be having a struggle in her personal life or maybe is being given the wrong information. I don't know. When I start to see people as people, I look for their reasons and their perspective instead of just dismissing them and becoming frustrated that they're not doing what I want them to do.
Great stuff there. And does this have limitations, or maybe the better question is, what doesn't the shift do?
Well, it doesn't change people, and it doesn't eliminate problems. It doesn't change the fact that people are going to disagree with each other. It doesn't change the fact that some people are going to still be late or messy or bombastic or whatever it is about them that I find irritating. It doesn't change the world. But in a sense, it kind of does, because if I change the way I'm seeing the world, then that's like the entire world has changed. And a person who continues to be late or obnoxious or whatever, when that person is just an object to me, then whatever it is they're doing that's frustrating just feels frustrating. And I feel trapped and oppressed by having to deal with this object that won't do what I want it to do. But when I see people, when I shift to seeing people, I don't have those same kinds of feelings, because I'm not thinking of the other person as someone who owes me something. I'm seeing them as a real human being. So the problem we're having with lateness or whatever becomes a project that I can solve. It becomes, you know, a mystery I can look for. What's going on? What's happening here? How can I fix this? How can I help this person to do better? How can we chase down the source of this problem? And it becomes manageable. It becomes a problem that human beings working together can solve.
Also, Kimberly, how can seeing people as people help in the workplace and at home?
In the workplace, it helps tremendously. We have, you know, when we go to work, if we're seeing people as objects and they're just problems for us, you end up with conflict and disagreements that don't need to happen. So for example, in my book, I talk about in the healthcare industry, in nursing homes, it's quite common for leadership to, when they need to cut costs and stuff, which they always do in that industry, to look at the number of supplies that are being used, the pads and the towels and the gloves that are being used up, and to try to restrict their use and try to not have to spend so much on replacing those items. So they'll tell their nurses, we're going to only allow so much. Well, the first thing the nurses do when they hear that is they worry about their patients. Wait, if we're restricting glove use, I need to have gloves so that I can be sanitary when I'm taking care of my patients. So they worry about that. So the first thing the nurses will do, the nurses and nursing assistants will take supplies they don't need and then hide them in places where management doesn't look. They'll hide them in patient rooms because they have this adversarial relationship with their leaders. They're trying to solve a problem, and the leaders are trying to solve a problem, but they're working at cross purposes, because then the leadership finds we're running out of supplies even faster than before. What's the matter? And then they yell at the nurses more, and they restrict even more, and then the nurses hide more supplies because they're worried about their patients. That's the kind of thing, and I'm sure all of your listeners have had similar conflicts in their workplace where different departments are battling things out with each other. But when people see people as people, you don't get that way. Even if a leader who truly saw his staff as people was worried about the cost of supplies, when he brought it up, the nurses would be able to say, right, I understand we're having a money problem, but what am I supposed to do if I run out of gloves? Then I'm not sanitary. And then he can say, oh, what do we need? And they can work together to find a way to make sure the costs are cut and that the supplies are there in place. It makes all the difference in the world, these conflicts. And you'll see in my book that I describe workplaces where everyone was so engaged in working together to accomplish the purpose of the business that one of the employees I quote as saying, there was like a competition, who is going to help first, instead of who is competing with who. They were trying to help each other and felt pride in helping each other. So it makes a huge difference in an organization when employees and leaders can all talk to each other and see each other on the level of human beings as they work things out. And then you also have less turnover and less of all kinds of those HR problems that become very, very expensive if people feel that they are valued in their workplace. And in the home, we have exactly the same kind of issues. When people in a family, for example, see each other as objects, then all they do is become frustrated with one another. Why won't he get the milk? Why does she always call her mother when I'm about to come home? What, you know, with these questions and frustrations about other people not doing what we want them to do, But when we can really see, and it's not always easy, when we can really see that the other person has reasons for what they do, that their perspective matters, and that they're doing things because of their own hopes, their own fears, their own history, and how it makes them feel about relationships, then the conflicts that we have, again, they become something we can talk about and work on. Instead of becoming entrenched in conflict, we can actually listen to each other.
Kimberly, certainly eye-opening and really has been great to have had you, even though it was a brief moment. We really appreciate your time and joining us here today and bringing focus to this as well. I'm sure our listeners would like to know where they could get further details on the book, The Shift, and also how they could actually pick up the book as well.
Yes, well, you can buy it at any major bookseller. I always recommend Amazon or 800-CEO-READ. I have a website at KimberlyWhiteBooks.com. That's books, plural. If you're interested, you can also purchase it through there. And I just love the opportunity to talk about the wonderful things that I learned from the healthcare industry and the people who devote their lives to it.
Kimberly, you've certainly brought great value to the conversation. We certainly appreciate all you do. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Hopefully we can get you back on in the future.
Thank you very much, Eric. It was great to be here.
We've been speaking with Kimberly White, a freelance writer, a certified Arbinger Institute presenter, and author of her new book, The Shift, How Seeing People as People Changes Everything. And for further details and for contact, visit KimberlyWhiteBooks.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.